Loud and clear, Chair.
I'm clear, ne? Okay. Ms. Martinez?
Yes, Chairperson?
Can you bear with me on the issue that I don't open my video? The network is very, very weak where I am.
That's not a problem, Chairperson.
Okay. So, are we correcting so that we can start?
Yes, Chair, we've got more than 6 members on the platform, so the meeting can carry on.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Martinez. Honorable members, our team from Parliament, the department, the parliamentary services, legal services, and all those that are part of our group today, good morning. Sincere apologies that for a meeting that was supposed to start at 9, we are starting at 12. The challenges of load shedding connected to the issue of network is a grave, serious challenge. I had to drive from where I am to another area, and even here, the network, you can't say you are sure that it won't break or whatever. So sincere apologies, honorable members, for that. Ms. Martinez, can you flight the agenda for us?
Thank you, Chairperson. The agenda is the same as last week. The committee is going to consider and adopt the expropriation bill report and consider and adopt the minutes of the previous meetings. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Martinez. Honorable members, last week we had a meeting which we thought was going to be our last meeting in adopting the report. I think Ms. Martinez presented the report, but other members felt that we must adopt it maybe this week, having, of course, raised issues. I think Honorable Graham Murray raised an issue of I don't know whether it was what, comma, whatever, that needed to be, Kanye, it was spelling, I think there's something like that, other than the fact that some members are not agreeing with this. So, on that note, Ms. Martinez, can you just give us a brief, and then we ask honorable members to then move for the adoption of the agenda of the report. Just a brief summary. Or members, are you fine? You have read it, because members said that they will read it. I am using a laptop, okay, honorable members. I may even have a challenge of seeing those that have raised their hands.
All right, thank you, Chairperson. I think members have already indicated that they are okay with the report, and basically all the changes that were effected during last week's meeting have been effected on the actual report, which was initially sent to the members. So all the changes were literally made during that meeting. It's just the final consideration and adoption that's missing for today. While I'm still on that, Chair, we've got an apology from Honorable Siwisa. She has an emergency in her family, so she has to rush to Kimberley. The second apology that we have is Mr. Denison, who is still recovering from his operation. I think I'll pause it there, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. I think Honorable Zondo also raised and said that he has challenges of network.
Yes, correct, Chairperson. He also said that on the WhatsApp chat group. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah. Thank you. I think we must capture that. Okay. Then can we get someone who is going to move for this adoption of this report? We are continuing, honorable members. We have noted, as much as Honorable Siwisa is not here in this meeting, we all know her stance She clearly indicated last week that as the political party that she is representing in parliament, the EFF, they don't agree at all with this bill and the subsequent report, of course. So we know that it is noted. So we must not say that because there are people that are not here, then their views are not noted. Thank you. Then can I get Honorable Mjobo, please?
Oh, thank you, Chairperson. The network is a problem here. Thank you, Chairperson. We go through the report. So on behalf of the African National Congress, I like to propose to adopt the report. We are happy as ANC. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mjobo. Honorable Graham Mare, at least I see your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Much appreciated. Chairperson, yes, the Democratic Alliance supports the adoption of the report as it accurately reflects the minority report of the Democratic Alliance in opposition to the bill. So just to clarify that we are not supporting the bill, we are supporting the adoption of the report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was clearly indicated even last week. Thank you so much. Any other hand on our members? Or Honorable Tring?
Okay, Chair, I was going to say, I think you say that you're not sure whether you're able to see hands. But perhaps the first thing, Chair, is just to concur that the only meeting in August that I did not attend was the meeting of the 24th. So the other minutes need to be corrected in terms of my attendance for the month of August. I think that the position also of the ACDP, I think, also is fairly clear as well, Chair. I indicated also last week that we were not unhappy with the process, that due process, we believe, was followed in terms of the position to which we have now arrived. And so the ACDP also will support the report, even though we are not necessarily happy with the bill itself. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tring. Honorable Matebula.
Chair, thank you very much, Chair. Well, Chair, I just want to check from the two opposition parties that have indicated that they do support the adoption of the report. However, they do not support the bill. Chair, I just want to get this distinction made between the bill and as well as the clauses in the bill. When you speak of the bill, you speak about the bill in its entirety. Now, the opposition parties that have said that they are supporting the adoption, however, they do not support the bill. Now, I just want to check with them. So when they say they do not support the bill, it means that even the clauses that they said they support, they do not support now. Have they changed position or what? Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, if you're looking for a response, the simple answer is no, I haven't changed position. I think the ACDP's position has been fairly clear. There are some considerations within the bill that we are not happy with, or some clauses in the bill that we are not happy with. We've indicated which ones we were and which ones we weren't. But in total, the ACDP will not be supporting the bill. Thank you.
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, Honorable Sam, you can respond.
Thanks, Honorable Njobo. Yes, to answer Honorable Matabula's question. So what we are adopting today is the report. The report indicates what has happened in the process of bringing the expropriation bill to the National Assembly. We have submitted a minority report that speaks to the clauses that we disagree with. And on the basis of the fact that there are a number of clauses that we feel are incorrectly included in the bill and that we feel that clause 12.3 is unconstitutional, we cannot support the bill in its current form. So while we agree that the report is a true reflection of the process that has been followed and the inputs that everybody has made, including the minority report by the Democratic Alliance and the IFP, we cannot support the bill in its current incarnation. Thank you.
Honourable members, apologies again. The chairperson has just been kicked out again. Honourable Mchoba, can you please assist? There's a hand of Honourable Mashele on the platform.
I'm back.
Oh, are you back here? Thank you.
Apologies, Honourable members. Hey, these are trying times, seriously. But you have pointed the hand of Honourable Mashele. When I left, Honourable Tring has just spoken. Honorable Mashele,
Chairperson, greetings to yourself and the fellow members in the platform. My apologies, I'm in the street due to the known problem. Chair, I think we must not make this meeting to be too long and unnecessary. Honorable Samantha summarized it very well. They agree with the report. The purpose of the meeting is to adopt or reject the report. We agree with the report. The technicalities on certain processing the bill is something else. But the meeting is agreeing in adopting the report. I think that is the purpose. And it starts there and ends there. The rest will just open discussion. So I want to move in support of everyone who have supported the report that it must be adopted. I have not heard anyone who's saying we must not adopt the report. So, Chair, can you move into the next item if there is any? Thank you very much.
Thank you, member. When we did this, we indicated we don't agree with this, we agree with this. And when Ms. Martinez had presented the report to us, she also reported that there is also a minority report that does not agree with the bill itself, but with the process and the report of the committee, we all agree. I think let's take it from that, honorable members. Thank you so much for that. And I think last week we managed to express our views even on the process, appreciating the role that has been played by our team from Parliament, from the public hearings, written submissions, oral presentation, the team played by the legal services of the department, legal services of the Parliament, and the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. We appreciated all that that they've done for us to be here. So today we have adopted the report and including the minority views on it. Thank you so much, honorable members. Ms. Martinez has been kicked out. Oh, she's back now. Can we then go to the minutes, Ms. Martinez? Last week we agreed that there must be minutes that should be taken back. I think they are ready today, and the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you, Chairperson. Indeed, I was kicked out, and seemingly I also have a network problem. The minutes of the meeting, as you rightfully put it, Chair, were deferred last week for further And look, and these are the minutes of the 31st of August. There's one major edit that had to be effected on these ones, where there was, gosh, and I've now unhighlighted it. But there was a sentence that didn't make sense, and we tried to make sense of it. We tried to, yes, here's the sentence. It was this sentence: the working relationship between the department and the Department of Higher Education as it relates to accreditation of courses satisfied the query raised by members, and it was further welcomed. So this was one of those major ones that were raised in the meeting. I'm not sure if there's any further inputs, Chairperson. Oh, and Honorable Thring's name was also added to the attendance register, as he indicated that he was present in that meeting. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Ms. Martinez. Honorable members, with the corrections done on the minutes of the 31st of August, 2022, can I then have a mover for the adoption of those minutes with the corrections that have been inserted? Honorable Graham Mare.
Thank you, Chairperson. Seeing as I had the most corrections there, I'm very happy with the amendments, so I'd like to move that we adopt those minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Graham Mare. Thank you, Honorable Mchobo. Then can we have the minutes of the last week?
Yes, Chair. I'm trying to load it on as well. There we go. Right, Honorable Chairperson, the minutes of the 14th of September, where the committee was supposed to consider and adopt the expropriation bill report, and minutes of previous meetings. Honorable Thring, I'd like to also highlight again that your name was recorded as you were present in the meeting. There were you're most welcome. There were two apologies from my colleagues, the support personnel, Mr. Dinesin and Ms. Litlake. And then we also noted two apologies from Honorable Hicklin and Honorable Van Staden. Chair, on number three, in terms of the consideration, the committee resolved that the adoption of the report will be deferred to the following week's meeting, which is today, and that has also happened. And then we dealt with the consideration and adoption of minutes of the 23rd of August, 24, 25, and the 31st. So the 31st was also deferred. So and the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 7th of September as well was dealt with at that meeting. Two major resolutions was that the report must be deferred to today, and another meeting should be scheduled to specifically consider and adopt the expropriation bill, which is why we're having today's meeting. That's all from my side, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Honourable members, are these minutes the true reflection of what we discussed last week?
Yes, Chairperson, I can confirm it's the true reflection.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mchobo, for moving that we adopt. Can we have a seconder? Honorable Graham Mare?
I'll second Honorable Mchobo's proposal to adopt. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Graham Mare. Do we have any other item, Ms. Martinez?
No other item from my side, Chairperson. Thank you. The only announcement is the one that was made yesterday on the WhatsApp group about the oversight visit that has been approved. So it is carrying on. It's going ahead. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Members. Let me again appreciate your commitment, Honourable Members, through these trying times. We have a serious challenge as the country. What is bad and worse is that when load shedding happens, we also lose network, especially with us that are staying in rural areas. So that is why today I have to continue with the meeting in the car and trying to get where I can get the network. Otherwise, there are serious challenges. Apologies even to people of South Africa for not seeing us. We are expected to be seen when we speak here. See you tomorrow, honorable members. We have another meeting tomorrow. It will definitely be also virtual due to challenges that make us not to have the physical meetings. I think we all tried last week, but we could see that there are things that have to be sorted in Parliament for us to have a physical meeting in other committee rooms other than the one that is dealing with Section 94, which is the only one that is ready. Other committee rooms are not yet ready. Honorable Shring, your hand is up. Or it's a legacy hand?
No, Chair. Chair, just on your last point with regards to the load shedding that's taking place across the country, I think obviously it has a detrimental effect on almost everyone. And I know that, you know, we're not a part of the Public Enterprises Committee and so on, but obviously there is some interaction that does take place, and it's serious. You know, we're getting so many complaints. You know, people are not only losing their food but also their electrical implements, and so people also that are close to me, their stuff is breaking because of the surge of electricity, and this is actually a national crisis. And my thoughts, actually, as we started this meeting, it's something that we should be giving consideration. All MPs, I think, should be giving consideration to make sure that, you know, the lights actually stay on. We all have to work to ensure that the lights stay on. I think the consequences, if that doesn't happen, it's ghastly to even contemplate. So it's just a thought, Chair, that I had, and I don't know whether. You know, the ministers are obviously meeting. I know that I've read that the president has returned early from his visits overseas to try to address the crisis. But I also think that we should also, as MPs, be getting firsthand information in terms of what actually is being done and how we're actually going to try to prevent further load shedding. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Trink. Let's also appreciate and note that the President has cut his visit short. He was supposed to be part of the program that is happening in New York this week, but he has cut short that visit because he wants to address the national crisis, as you put it. Let's wait, maybe after addressing the ESCOM and the relevant ministries, President will address the nation. We will hear from that. I think let's wait patiently. But the concern is noted, and I think as I said earlier, it's a crisis that is affecting all of us. And as public reps, we need to be concerned, not only for us, but for the people that we are leading. It is really noted, Honorable Tring. With those few words, Honorable Members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Cheers. Bye.